Good morning. Welcome to the October 28th, 2025 regular meeting of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority Board. I am Commissioner Myrna Melgar, chair of this board. Our vice chair is Danny Sauter. Welcome, colleagues. The clerk today is Amy Sayang, and I would also like to acknowledge Jaime Echeverri at SMGov TV for staffing this meeting. Madam Clerk, please call the roll and then make your announcements.
Commissioner Chan?
Present.
Chan present. Commissioner Chin? Chin absent. Commissioner Dorsey?
Present.
Dorsey present. Commissioner Fielder? Fielder present. Commissioner Mahmood? Mahmood present. Commissioner Mandelman? Mandelman absent. Chair Melgar?
Present.
Melgar present. Vice Chair Sauter?
Present.
Sauter present. Commissioner Sherrill? Sherrill absent. Commissioner Walton?
Present.
Walton present. Chair, we have quorum also. For members of the public interested in participating in this meeting, we welcome your attendance here in person in the Legislative Chamber, Room 250 in City Hall, or you may watch cable channel 26 or 99 or stream the meeting live at sfgovtv.org. For those wishing to make public comment remotely, the best way to do so is by dialing 415-655-0001 and when prompted, entering access code 2664-770-1573, and then press pound and pound again. You will be able to listen to the meeting in real time. When public comment is called for the item you wish to speak on, press star 3 to be added to the queue to speak. Do not press star 3 again or you will be removed from the queue. When the system says your line is unmuted, the live operator will advise that you are allowed 2 minutes to speak. When your 2 minutes are up, we will move on to the next caller. Calls will be taken in the order in which they are received. Best practices are to speak slowly, clearly, and turn down the volume of any televisions or radios around you. Public comment for items on this agenda will be taken first from members of the public in attendance in the Legislative Chamber and then afterwards from the remote speakers queue on the telephone line. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And we are expecting Commissioner Chen. She is running about 10 minutes late. Before calling the next item, as Chair, I'd like to invoke Rule 3.26 from the Rules of Order to limit total public comment per item to 30 minutes for today's meeting. Each speaker will have 2 minutes to speak on a given item. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 2, Chair's report. This is an information item.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Colleagues, this month, we have been seeing many positive outcomes from the legislative session and in terms of project delivery to celebrate. First, I want to thank Governor Newsom for signing SB 63 and to again thank Senators Wiener and Arreguin for their tremendous leadership in authoring the Senate bill that will allow voters to consider approval of transit operating funds to sustain and enhance Muni, BART, Caltrain, and other critical transit services across the Bay Area next year. Thank you also to my colleagues on the MTC and to agencies and advocates across the Bay Area for coming together as one region to bolster support for these much-needed resources. Locally, the Muni Parcel Tax Roundtable is underway. Thank you, Commissioner Fielder, for participating. It is discussing local funding measures with participation by President Mandelman, as I said, Commissioner Fielder and myself on this body, and we look forward to having presentations from SFND MTA on this work next month. Next, I want to congratulate SFMTA on the encouraging preliminary results of their speed safety camera program, where they have found a decrease in speeding of 72% on average at the monitored locations. It is also great to hear that the Geary Boulevard Quick Build project is seeing a 1/3 reduction in traffic collisions, along with travel time savings and improved reliability. We're proud to support these efforts and are having a significant impact across the city. And finally, I wanted to give a shout out to Bay Wheels and the MTC SFMTA team that administers this regional bike share program in San Francisco. It is great to see the system reach an all-time ridership record of 458,000 rides taken this September, many of them by Commissioner Dorsey. As per Chair Dorsey's request, our board approved clean air funds for our TIMA staff to bring bike share to Treasure Island and Yerba Buena Island, and I'm looking forward to riding bike share on the island next year. In my own district, we had an event to celebrate all of these elements coming together with safer streets and new bike share stations, which help remove conflicts and improve access to transit. Thank you to the SFMTA and the community for working together on these meaningful initiatives in District 7 and citywide. And with that, I conclude my remarks. If there's no other questions or comments, Madam Clerk, let's go to public comment.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 2, the chair's report? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
Checking for public comment. Hi, caller, your 2 minutes begins now.
You get a shiver in the dark as a rain in the park at any time. So, Melgar. I like the way you read a script. I mean, that's really good. I'm glad somebody actually prepares it for you. So, I mean, as long as you don't practice the script when you're driving in or you're reaching for that fifth donut, you're not very, very good at presenting. So I still don't know why what you're doing up there. Again, transportation, meaning everyone transports themselves in using a Clipper card. Also, I couldn't help but... look at the minutes. The minutes are fucked because of this Amy Suong, but I'll deal with that later. So, Melgar, transportate yourself out. No need to, you know, put on
the
little charade. But you look terrible. Shut your fucking mouth.
Okay.
Keep your fucking mouth shut when I'm talking.
Cut off this.
Keep your mouth shut.
There is no additional public comment.
Okay. Seeing no other speakers, at public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 3, Executive Director's Report. This is an information item.
Good morning, Chair and Commissioners. Again, want to echo Chair's appreciation to everybody on the passage of SB 63. This will be a lifeline, of course, to maintain and improve transit across the region. Relatedly, I just also wanted to mention at the end of the session, there was discussion again about a bridge loan for SFMTA and other operators who would potentially require some support until any approved funding measure could establish new revenues. So those loans are being discussed between the legislature and operators. We'll certainly keep you posted on that conversation. Separately, Governor Newsom also took some action to approve bills that the Transportation Authority had support positions on, including AB 1085 to prohibit devices that shield license plates from detection, AB 1532 to extend the accessible ride hail fee for disability access WAB services, wheelchair accessible services, and Senate Bill SB 71, which, among other things, would extend environmental review exceptions for sustainable transportation projects. Moving to the regional level, Plan Bay Area 2050's team is undertaking some outreach on the Plan Bay Area 2050 plan. We expect that they'll be at our board in November and appreciate them coming to engage us here. And then also wanted to mention there will be a public outreach event on tomorrow, October 29th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. As well. That's a public webinar tomorrow. So we look forward to that. In terms of the state's work, Caltrans is beginning a multi-year SF San Francisco Freeway Rehabilitation Program. You might have been hearing about this in the news, starting with 19th Avenue repaving and then also undertaking work in the hospital curve segment of US 101. These are two out of the four projects. The others will be the I-80 Central Freeway Rehabilitation Project and then the I-280 Pedestrian Overcrossing and Rehabilitation Project that will commence next year. The 19th Avenue work will encompass repaving the entirety of the avenue from Golden Gate Park to San Francisco State University, as well as upgrade facilities to ADA standards. Phase one will be in the northbound direction to repave just the parking lane starting this month, and then the project will move to the travel lanes in the spring of 2026, and we'll keep folks posted. Please also check sfhighwayprojects.com for more information there. As far as the US 101 Bayshore Rehab Project, which is the Hospital Curve Project, that work is also beginning this month and next month. We'll continue with some traffic lane shifts and closures on the outside shoulder to allow crews to replace drainage systems, and some intermittent lane reductions will be necessary. These are going to be overnight hours. However, there could be some impacts into the daytime hours, so folks should please, again, perhaps check for updates from Caltrans. We'll also keep the board posted. Tonight, in fact, there will be an outreach meeting on the project by Caltrans at the Potrero Hill Neighbors Neighborhood House on 953 DeHaro Street. So folks can join that at 7 p.m. Again, this evening, Caltrans will present on the 101 Hospital Curve Project at the Potrero Hill Neighborhood House. Okay, moving to the local level. I was very pleased to join WalkSF, SFMTA, and our partners at the Safe Routes to School program at ER Taylor School in earlier this month. We celebrated the Walk and Roll to School, and I'm sure many of you also were engaged in schools in your district. This fun event featured a walking school bus, various activities, and we were pleased to be joined by principal and officials from SFUSD, Maria Sue herself, the superintendent, and Victoria Wise from SFMTA. We're very pleased to support this project through our Prop L sales tax and One Bay Area grant funds. We very much appreciate the community's support for this, as well as year-long activities that help improve safe routes for everybody, including pedestrian safety and capital projects. On the project delivery side, SFMTA has put 30 new neighborhood buses and 18 new paratransit vehicles into service. These were also supported by our sales tax program. The 30 new buses are in the 32-foot, the shorter vehicles, and they help to serve the hard-to-reach neighborhoods where larger vehicles cannot climb hills or make the turns as easily. This was $16.2 million in sales tax to help fund these newly replaced buses. And then we also see the 18 paratransit vehicles have also been deployed into service. This is a $2.3 million investment from the sales tax, one of which is an electric paratransit vehicle, and this will help SFMTA to test the performance of the electric paratransit vehicle and determine details around the maintenance regime for the battery range and all the other aspects of the newer technology. So we'll certainly keep you posted as those vehicles continue through their service and pilot phase. Another vehicle update is at the BART Core Capacity Fleet of the Future. They received 54 expansion vehicles at BART, so continuing another part of their core capacity program, including train control and facilities and all the fare gates. This update is 54 new cars are now part of the total 306 additional vehicles in their fleet of the future, helping to address crowding and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by increasing the frequency and length of trains in operation. We had provided $35 million in Prop L funds for the purchase of the new vehicles, and BART expects the remaining cars to be delivered by the end of the calendar year. Moving to local project delivery, SF Public Works, we want to congratulate them on the recent completion of 23rd Dolores, York, and Hampshire Street repaving renovation projects. This project included pavement renovation on 40 blocks and construction of 61 curb ramps at various locations in the Mission using $2.4 million in Prop AA vehicle registration fees and $1.6 million in sales tax funds. Also wish to congratulate Public Works on completion of the Minnesota and 25th Street intersection improvements in District 10, which constructed a new sidewalk, bulb out, and other pedestrian safety improvements as part of the larger Minnesota streetscape project. This project was funded out of the neighborhood program of the sales tax at the request of Commissioner Walton and was a recommendation of the Central Waterfront Dog Patch Public Realm Plan. Then moving to District 2, the District 2 safety study is seeking feedback to gather community input on potential solutions, quick builds across 5 neighborhoods in District 2. This is a result of outreach and the input that we heard from the communities in the Marina, Pacific Heights, Presidio Heights, Cathedral Hill, Anza, and Anza Vista neighborhoods last year during outreach. And so the team went back and came forward with multiple solutions. And we are seeking feedback through a survey available in English, Chinese, and Spanish. At sfcta.org/d2safety. Please come in and provide input there, and our survey is open through November 15th. Our staff is also available for presentations. Finally, just want to thank our capital projects and finance and admin teams for conducting business outreach events together with 32 other organizations at the Business Outreach Committee event recently. With 18 other public agencies, making presentations on how small businesses can participate in our work. A total of 133 folks attended, and this committee again is a multi-agency consortium of approximately 26 Bay Area agencies with a common goal to assist small, disadvantaged, and local firms doing business with Bay Area transit and transportation agencies. I'll mention that the USDOT recently did promulgate new rules around disadvantaged business enterprise program, suspending that for federally funded projects, when we're still working with Caltrans and MTC to understand how this may or may not affect our projects going forward, and we'll bring that update to you all in the coming months. Thank you.
Thank you, Executive Director Chang. Madam Clerk, before you go to public comment on this item, I would like to remind members of the public to please address the Commission as a whole when providing comments on items on this agenda, and refrain from personally addressing or insulting commissioners or members of our staff. So with that, Madam Clerk, let's go to public comment, please.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 3, the Executive Director's report? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
Going to public comment. Hi, caller, your 2 minutes begins.
Well, we're not gonna violate anybody's First Amendment right just because Melgar forgot to douche her pussy today. So fuck you, Melgar.
Please address
you need to
remarks
get the fuck
to
out
the
of my
topic.
City. Just shut your fucking mouth. This is the fifth lawsuit.
We're gonna
this
cut
is the
you
fifth
off.
Fucking lawsuit
Thank you.
Against the
Thank
city.
You. Okay, Madam Clerk, public comment on this item is now closed. Let's go to item number 4.
Excuse me. Item 4, approve the minutes of the October 7th, 2025 meeting. This is an action item.
Okay, thank you, colleagues. I don't see any questions or concerns with the minutes. Can I please have a motion to approve? Motion by Dorsey, seconded by Fielder. Let's go to public comment on this item, please, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 4, the minutes? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no public comment.
Okay, public comment on this item is now closed. Madam Clerk, there's a motion and a second on the floor. Can you please call roll?
Okay. Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin?
Aye.
Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Fielder? Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmood? Mahmood, aye. Commissioner Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill? Sherrill, absent. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. There are 9 ayes. The minutes are approved.
Thank you. Let's go to the next item, please, Madam Clerk.
Items 5 through 10 comprise the consent agenda. Staff is not planning to present on these items, but are available for questions.
Okay, I don't see any questions or comments from my colleagues. There's no need for public comment on this. Colleagues, I am advised by Council that approval of borrowing from the revolving credit agreement under item 10 requires a two-thirds vote for approval. Therefore, I would like to sever item 10 from the other items on the consent agenda if there are no objections. Okay, I don't see any. And I see no questions of the rest of the agenda. Colleagues, may I have a motion to moved by Mahmoud, seconded by Walton, to approve items 5 through 9 on the consent agenda. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. This is the same house, same call. Okay. May I have a motion and a second for item 10 specifically, moved by Chen, seconded by Mandelman. And for this, we have to call the roll, Madam Clerk.
Yes. Commissioner Chen?
Aye.
Chen, aye. Commissioner Chin?
Aye.
Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Fielder?
Aye.
Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmoud?
Aye.
Mahmoud, aye. Commissioner Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill? Sherrill, absent. Commissioner Walton? Walton, aye. There are 9 ayes. The motion is approved by 2/3 vote.
Thank you so much. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 11, introduction of new items. This is an information item.
Thank you so much. Commissioner Mahmoud.
Thank you, Chair Melgar. Colleagues, today I will be introducing a resolution to amend the Transportation Authority's Octavia Improvement Study, adopted in 2023, to add the Hayes Street Public Life Study Project. The Octavia Improvement Study identified projects to be funded by Market and Octavia Special Revenue Funds, with a focus on the area surrounding the former site of the Central Freeway in Hayes Valley. Adding the Hayes Valley Public Life Study Project, which will be conducted by the Planning Department, would prioritize it for up to $410,000 in revenues from the Market Octavia Special Revenue Funds to study the impacts of the existing weekend street closure on Hayes Street on circulation, congestion, and the business vitality of the community. I ask that this resolution move forward such that the board can consider this request by the end of the year.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Mahmoud, for the introduction of that item. I see no one else on the roster. There's no other comments from my colleagues, so Madam Clerk, let's go on to the next item, please. Oh, we do have to have public comment, okay. We will have public comment on the introduction of that item. Go ahead, Madam Clerk.
A reminder to public commenters to keep comments relevant to the current agenda item. Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 11, new items? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
Checking for remote public comment on item 11. Caller, your 2 minutes begins now.
Hey, legal, you get a load of this? Hey, so introduction, new items, transportation. Who shall we transportate out first? So transportation, anyone who drives a car in the city, who parks in a garage, needs to be transported out. Melgar needs to transportate herself back to El Salvador to have 20 more abortions. Okay, that's number one. Number
okay.
Two,
we're
please Daniel.
This call.
Daniel.
Thank you. Okay, is there any more public comment?
There is no more public comment.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 12, public comment. Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 12? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 13, adjournment.
We are adjourned. Thank you.